And if you don't need it for the gufra lav of achila, the mosher by chametz, the pasuk says don't eat chametz. Or by shor haniska, we know the Torah says you can't eat it. Is tnuin yil yisur hanor. Put this extra pasuk here of eshti sarah to tell us that other isurim is yisur azasav hanor. Which are the isurim? That's chametz on Pesach and shor haniska. Those two isurim, since the Torah already said you're not allowed to eat it, so now there's a chiddush that huadin is an isur hanor. That's another way to learn out that chametz and shor haniska is also hanor. For the Gemara, if you learn it out from this pasuk, that here the pasuk says you're supposed to burn it. Yeah, the pasuk says you're supposed to burn it. They said loista yochel beishti sarif. Is like v'zoi af kol yisurin shebater b'sreifa. So we should learn now from this pasuk then that shor haniska is also toin sreifa, or chametz pesach is also toin sreifa al yisur hanor, and that we don't know. We don't know it's toin sreifa. Morin says, "Oh, makruah." The pasuk says, "Ba kodesh beis tisorif." It says here, "Ba kodesh." It should be burnt ba kodesh in the base of Migdish. So, a dashmi from this pasuk, a different pasuk, the equal vote says, "Ba kodesh beis tisorif is ba kodesh besreifa v'en kol isurim shevater besreifa." The other isurim taka no toin sreifa. Only dafka by kodshim that has posel, there you say it's toin sreifa, but other things are not. Yeah. Gemara, v'hai ba'kodesh beis tisorof l'hochu d'yuhu d'yosa. Does this extra pasuk of ba'kodesh beis tisorof tell us this diet? That you're telling us only by kodshim that become posel there's an inyan to burn it. But by other isurim, even though it's also ba'no, then you wouldn't have the chiyuv to burn it. Is that what this pasuk tells us? Gemara, homi boy lele k'd Rebbe Shimon. We need this pasuk of ba'kodesh beis tisorof for another limud, like Rebbe Shimon learns. Tetanya, Rebbe Shimon Leiner. The pasuk says, "Ba kodesh beis tisorif." You should burn it. Ba kodesh, poshim means in the base of Migdash. Is limud? It comes to teach us al chatis sheesor for noisa ba kodesh. Comes to tell us you mamish have to burn the psul in the base of Migdash itself. And Rashi says limud al chatis psula. The case where the chatis became posul sheesreifasa ba kodesh beazorah. You have to burn the korban, the posul korban. You can't bring it on the mizbeach; it's posul, but you have to burn it in the azorah. The shala by Moshe Rabbeinu there and Aaron, we wouldn't know where you have to burn it. So that's what the pasuk has to say here. Ba kodesh, ba ishti sarif means that it has to be burnt in the base of Migdash. So that's what we need this pasuk for. The only elizubavad. We only know this halacha, this chatis here. Psulei kodesh kedoshim. What about the other karbonis? A kodesh kedoshim that becomes pasul, or else v'yemurei. The emure kachim kalim. You have a korban shlomim. That's only a kachim kalim. But I call upon him the emurim. That's the fat that's grown on the mizbeach. That has a loch like kodesh kedoshim. That's what goes on the mizbeach. Minayin. That if they become posel and you have to burn them, that you also have to burn them in the base of Migdash. Talmud loyma vachoil ba kodesh tisorif. Says an extra apostle koil that all type of psulim that are toin that would have been on the mizbeach. Like the Kodesh Kedoshim, or else the Emurei Kachim Kalim, that the Loch is when they become posel, you have to burn them dafka in the base of Migdash. So that's what this extra posel about Kodesh based itself is telling us. That these Emurim, these Hakarovis, if it becomes posel, bring it in the base of Migdash. Like Rashi says, Psulei Kol Shah Kachim Kachim. Could go in Mincha, if you have a Mincha that becomes posel, V'yelo V'yoshim Shinitmo, they became to have a Psul Tuma. Or else the Kohen spilled out the dam by mistake. Or mincha shloi nikta komtsa v'muri kachem kalim shenitnu. I don't know if they become tamei, that you have to burn them in the azorah. V'davka noket hanezat rashi shem chisosem v'tei chomes azorah. Hey, kachem kodesh kadoshim has to be in the azorah. Avab sulei bosa kachem kalim, but the meat of a korban shlomim, shachilosem b'chol ir, Allah is a kachim kalim, the meat you're allowed to eat any place in Yerushalayim, lav daf in the base of Migdash. It could be any place in Yerushalayim. Then asrei foson in nifslu chusli azorahin. If it became possible, you could burn it outside the azorah, lav daf in the base of Migdash, you could burn it outside also. Not only these things, either kodesh kadoshim, that you have to daf eat it in the azorah, or else the emurei kachim kalim, which is was supposed to go on the mizbeach, also there's halacha. If you take it outside the azorah, the psu yetzay on it. So therefore, only these things that are not allowed to be taken out of the Azorah, if it gets posel, it has to be burnt out inside the Azorah. Vochinami tenam v'yelewavrim, yisorf lufnei abira v'hayno chutz the Azorah. Shem hoye beis adeshin akach. The kach mufurt was vochin. His other psulim, you could like to burn them outside the Azorah.
Yeah.
Is Omalei, Omalei Rabbi Yenison Rabuch, may high cruel. So he answered back, Rashi's Omalei means whom are Rabbonin? The Rabbonin before, the ones that asked Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, like they had a kasha, how do we know that Chometz is Asa Banor? They don't hold from Rahua, from Chizkion, from all the Joshua before they didn't hold from. So they wanted to have a new pasuk, how do we know that says a Ferish, that there's an Ister Hanor and Shar Achilles? So Omalei, whom are Rabbonin, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, the Yakshile, high Kushion, Rabbi Yenison Rabbah normally have a meister Yisrael and all the chol sumin shebe mikdash midayish tisorif. The mibor la lekramit she tisorif ba'azoro. But he answered back, it's not true. From this pasuk alone, you can't learn out that every all isurim that are osa b'achila, you have to burn it. But this pasuk of ba'kodesh based tisorif is a new limit, like we just got finished saying, to tell us that after psul happened, you have to burn it in the base of mikdash in the azoro. You can't burn it someplace else. So this pasuk is not really extra. So therefore, from this pasuk, you can't learn out other places, it's also banor. So Amalei, the Rabbanan told back to Mishno, we have Yenis and Rabbah, even your Rebbe, didn't bring the other pasuk like you just brought down from the pasuk here, the Kol Chatesh Ashayuva Midomo. No Mehai Kroa Komer. He brought another pasuk. That's also Mashma, an extra pasuk. And from that pasuk, we'll learn out all of these surim are even also banor. Not all these surim, but just Chometz Pesach and Shor Niskel. Mehai Kroa Komerle. The pasuk says, "Im yivoseh mebesar ha'miluim." It was left over from the meat of the korban miluim, or min alechem at aboyke till the morning. Then it says, "What lo yeyochel? He can't eat it." Shein tamud loyma lo yeyochel. The pasuk didn't have to say you shouldn't eat it. Or ma tamud loyma lo yeyochel. What did the pasuk have to say you shouldn't eat it? This was noisom. You left over the meat overnight till the next morning. So locher is you're supposed to burn it. It's mamish noisom, so you have to burn it. So why did the pasuk have to say extra? Lo yiyachu, you can't eat this meat. So the Gemara remain the winyan lagufa. You don't need it for it itself to tell us this meat you can't eat. So aksiv is sarafter sanoisa b'esh. It says clearly the Torah that when you have noiser, when you have meat left overnight, it becomes posel and you have to burn it. So the Torah says you have to burn it. Treat you're not allowed to eat it. So why does the Torah have to say an extra lo yiyachu, you can't eat it? Is to no winyan l'shari sun shabatayim. Put this extra lo yiyachu here. That the pasuk says by Neisar for other Isurim in the Torah to teach you something. Now, if you may know in your lachila, for other Isurim, you don't need it for the law of not eat. Because by Chometz and Pesach, we know already not let eat it. Shor HaNiskel, we know already not let eat it. So for the Isra to eating it, they have their own psukim. Is a mela to Nuinyin Isra Hano. This is called such a drush in the Torah. You have an extra pasuk someplace, and you don't need it for its place, to Nuinyin Linyin Acher. You could use it for someplace else. And even if that's someplace else, for the Isra Achila, you don't need it. So don't use it, that's also teeth. We know Chometz you can eat. You're allowed to put it for the Isra Rano of Chometz. So the next Shapostik here by the Besar of the Meluim, and the Postik says, Lo Yeyochel, will come to teach us that the lav of Chometz and of Shor HaNiskel, even though there the Torah says don't eat it, it also means it's also Bahano. So the Gemara, Ima Khan Visrefa. If you can learn out from this pasuk of Noiser, that the Torah says, Lo Yeyochel, so you're telling me now, it means by Chometz is also Asa Bano, but maybe you should also have to burn Chometz then. And Shor HaNiskel, maybe also you should have to burn Chometz. You should have to burn the Shor HaNiskel. And even like the Yehudi Shita, that you burn a Chometz, that's a new halacha why you burn it, but not because of the Yisuri Ano of Chometz. He has another pasuk of Yehudi, we'll see later why he says you have to burn it. But just the fact that it's Asa Bano, that alone wouldn't be transferred. So if you're going to tell me now it's Osav Anor from this pasuk says the Saraftom, should have to burn it. And the Gemara is Moskashi, Ima Kan Besreifa Av Kol Yisurim Shebatar Besreifa. Or these other two Yisurim of Chometz Pesach and Shor HaNiskel should also have to have a Sreifa to it. On this after Gemara, Omar Kroa, the pasuk says, Visarafta Es HaNoiser. The Torah says clearly you have to burn Noiser, the meat that's left over. So the Diyak, Noiser Besreifon. Only the meat that's left over, that needs Sreifon. V'yein kol Yisurim Shebatar Besreifon. But other Yisurim, even though they're Rosh HaBanol, like Chometz HaPesach and Shor HaNiskel, then you don't have to burn. Rosh says, Oma Kurova HaNoiser, Devil Lemichta Besaraf Tavesh, that's all. What does the Pasuk say, V'ha Noiser? It comes to teach us, only the psul of Noiser, that you have to burn. But Chometz HaPesach and Shor HaNiskel, even though it's Rosh HaBanol, you won't have to burn it. Kredi Gemara. V'hai lo yeyochel. Lo chudiyoso. Is that true that this lo yeyochel, the Pasuk says, by the Bsar of the Meluim, that was left overnight? The Pasuk says lo yeyochel. It's an extra Pasuk. Because once the Pasuk says he has to burn it, pshit, you can't eat it. So you tell him now lo yeyochel comes to teach us that of Yisum HaRosa Bano. For the Gemara, no. Hol mi boy lelek the Rabbi Elazar. You need it for Rabbi Elazar's din. The Yomar Rabbi Elazar says, lo yeyoch, lo yeyochel ki kodeshu. You can't eat this meat by the Bsar of the Miluim that was left overnight. Ki kodeshu. Because it's kodesh. See, Darshan is like this. Kol sheva kodesh posul. Anytime you have any psul of kabonis, and it's a korban that's pigol, that's nice, that's tummy. Anytime you have a psul in the korban, you should know, bo akosav liten loisafe al achilosai. Even though in its pasture, the Torah doesn't say there's a law of not to eat the meat. Let's say the blood, Lamosh, you had a psul yaitz, you took the blood outside of smokum, or you had a psul nicer. So the korban is posul. Anytime the korban is posul, how do we know if you're going to go and eat the meat now, there's a law on the achila? That's from this pasuk here. The pasuk says extra by the b'sar ha-miluim. That was nicer. The pasuk says lo yeyochel. It's an extra pasuk. So we dash in, it's a lav shabbat. It's like a klolos nik a lav. And any psul and kutshim, there's a lav if you eat the meat. Even though the Torah doesn't say special, doesn't say in this parasha a lav, this is the lav shabbat klolos. Like Rashi says, we boil like Rebbe Loza. Litin loisasei. Dimi v'sarafta lehev yadina ve'is a lav l'malkis. Just from the fact you have to burn it, true, I know you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get Malkus. So from here it's a Lash Shabba Klozel teaches, Kol Shabba Kodesh Posel. Midah Siv Ki Kodeshu, Yisaira, it's extra this Ki Kodeshu, is the Rabbis Al Shab Sule Kodesh Kodoshim. Belav, Kigoyin, Tigol, V'yotzev, Nishpach Domei. Any type of other psulim that the carbon became posel, you can't bring the carbon. So, Shiti, you're not allowed to eat the meat because it's Hegdish, but we don't know there's a Lash to get Malkus. This is the lav now to teach us a klolistic lav on any boser of kodshim that's possible. If you eat it, there's this lav. So you can't use this lav to tell me now that chametz of pesach is also bano. I need it for the pasuk of kabonis. Omer Abaye, so nechlam is taken right. This pasuk wouldn't be a good pasuk. Omer Abaye liyele mikro kama. The rai is in the first pasuk. So drashi bechol chatis. The rai, you have to go back to the first pasuk we brought down, that there's an extra pasuk here by chatis that says, any time from the korban chatis you bring its dam inside the kodesh hakodashim lechapa b'kodesh is loisa yochel. The dam becomes posel. A regular chatis you have to bring the dam on the outside mizbeich. If you bring it to the inside, the posuk says loisa yochel. Ve'esh tisarif, you have to burn it. So we're going back to this first posuk. It's an extra posuk here ve'esh tisarif because we know it already starts right from the pasha by Moshe. Moshe told Aaron by his fayin action that there was the blood brought inside that you burnt it. Mashmah, if it was brought inside, it was right to burn it. So you see, if you bring the blood inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you have to burn it. What does the pasuk say again? Reish Tisarev. Tumor says, Omer by the other mikro, come back to the first pasuk. V'yetvach, we'll change it around like this. The licht of Reish Tisarev. The pasuk just should have said, Reish Tisarev. This korban chatas, now that the dam was brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the korban became posel and burn it. The Torah did not have to say the word loisa yochel. Why does the pasuk say loisa yochel? And mainly when you're the goof, if not for the goof of this korban chatas, that madach you have to burn it, shiti not allowed to eat it. Is the naftalim in the Rebbe Elazar? This is the kasha now. How do we know that this korban chatas that you have to burn, you're not allowed to eat the meat? Because we just had before, Rebbe Elazar says, from the pasuk of Basar HaMiluim, that was left over, it says an extra lo yeyochel there, that that's a lav shabbat klolos. Any type of psul by kodshim, if you eat that meat, you get a lav for it. So now here also, this korban chatis, that they brought the blood inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the chatis is posul. So now that this korban chatis is posul, pshita, there's a lav not to eat the meat. From that other pasuk of Neisr, that was of Basar HaMiluim, that's a lav shabbat klolos, that any time you have a psul and kodshim, there's a lav to eat the meat. So why did the pasuk have to say over again here by this chatis that the blood was brought inside? Lo yisayochel, pshit you not let eat it. So Melech, this is extra now, is to noinyin l'chol yisur and Shabbat Torah. Let's use it for chametz, for Pesach, and for Sharon Iskol. V'yemeinu inyin l'achila, we don't need to tell us that you can't eat chametz, or you can't eat the Sharon Iskol, because the pasuk says, v'feirish, you can't eat chametz or Sharon Iskol. Is Melech, to noinyin l'yisur yihano. Put it to teach us that chametz for Pesach is also b'ano. And really, it would be any time the Torah says loy toichal should be an isur hanor. But only pshat is the whole gemaras we had before tells us that every single lav there's a beferish heter why it's mutzav anur. The only two places we don't have a beferish heter is chametz bepesach and shor haniskol. Therefore, we'll put this extra loisa yachlir to teach us that chametz bepesach and shor haniskol is also anur. For the Gemara, ima kan b'sreifa. If you can learn now from this pasuk of Chatis, that the pasuk says when the dam came inside his posel and loisa yochel, here the pasuk says you have to burn it. Is af kol yisun shabatar b'sreifa. So maybe you can tell me shor haniskol also you have to burn, and we know you don't have to burn shor haniskol. Or makroa, the pasuk says ha noiser b'sreifa v'yen kol yisun shabatar b'sreifa. The first is clearly when they have to burn kachin as posel, only noiser, something was left overnight, has a psul noiser on it. Mashenk and other isurim that are not noiser, there's no toin sreifa. Therefore, we know clearly that chametz pesach is not toin sreifa, and shor haniskol is not toin sreifa because it's not noiser. Smell, everything is good. For the moro omolega popol abayom, for the popol abayom, no, it's no good. You're telling me now this word loisa yochel is extra here by chatis. The pasuk says again, you have a korban chatis. And it brought the dam inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that passes the dam, so the korban is toin sreifa and loisa yochel. They're telling me now it's an extra loisa yochel. Why? Because I know there's a law of not eat any kachem that's possible from the pasuk of the Meluin. For the Gemara, no. V'yema liyichude le'lav le'gufei. Maybe who the yosem? Maybe this pasuk is telling us that there's a special law by this korban chatis. That if you brought the dam inside, you should know there's a law of not eat the meat. And what's the nafkamina? The mid Rebbe Lez, if only from Rebbe Lez's klal, the halacha is ein loikin alav shabaklolis. When a terrorist says a general lav, doesn't go on one case. Like here we're saying now, there's a lav any time you have a psul by kodeshim that the korban is possible, if you go and eat the meat, there's a general lav. And such a general lav that goes in a lot of cases, the klal is you don't get malchus for such a lav. So maybe it was good why here by Chatis, the Pasuk would have to say an extra lav, loisa yochel, to tell me this korban Chatis, that you brought the blood inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that psul that you get malchus for. So maybe it's not an extra loisa yochel, I needed legufa to tell me that this psul you get malchus for. So b'chal it's not extra. So the more time it's like a true, that this Pasuk loisa yochel is not extra, but I needed to tell me that you get malchus. I would know that it's true, it's also teeth to me. From the other lav, but from that lav, since it's a lav shebeklolis, it goes on all cases, the general rule, you wouldn't get malchus. That's what the Torah has to say special here. Loisei ochel, that's all you do get malchus. So it's not an extra posik. So again, to the kash, hadar anachom to pesach zos abano, elom rapopa mehochel, from a different posik. The posik says, v'habosara sheyiga b'chol tomei loye yochel. Anytime you have bosa kodeshim, that touches a sheret, that became tomei, so bus the kodshim that's tomei, the locher is loy yochel, you can't eat it anymore, and veishi sar if you have to burn it. Now, shein tamud loyma loy yochel. The pasuk doesn't have to say you can't eat it. Ma tamud loyma, why does it say loy yochel? And many when you lagufay, we'll soon see why you don't need it for itself. But if you don't need it for itself, it's cheap that you can't eat it. Why? Do'anafkele mikal v'chaymer. I have a kal v'chaymer to tell me that if you have bus the kodshim, a meat of a korban shlomim or korban chatis, that a sheret touched it, or it touched the sheret, it became tummy, there's a lav, you can't eat it. Why does there have to say a special lav here? It's a kal v'chom, you can't eat it. Mi meiser akal, from a kal of meiser. Meiser rishon is not so chomer like hegdishes, and still, if meiser becomes tummy, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it. Or ma meiser akal, maduch meiser akal, omer teira, loy biyati mimeno b'tummy, that I never ate it when I was tummy. We say by the vidui of meiser, you speak out that you never ate it when you were tummy. So you see, there's a law of not eat it when it's tummy. Is the sar kodesh chomer hegdish? The mamash has a tremendous yisurin hegdish. There's an isamiler on bosa hegdish. Avader lekol shechein, that if the bosa became tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does her have to say loy yochel? That's an extra loy yochel to teach us that other yisurim like chometz pesach and shor haniskol is also b'hanur. For the Gemara, no, maybe you tell me, ain't masirim min avin. Stack it true, I can learn now from a kal v'chaymer that you're not allowed to eat bos the kodeshim that became tummy. If the korban shlonim or korban chatas, the meat became tummy, it's true. I have a kal v'chaymer, I can't eat it. But there's a klal, ain't masirim min avin. A lav that you learn now from a kal v'chaymer, you don't get malchus for it. Stack it true, there's a lav, you're not allowed to eat it, but I wouldn't know you get malchus. So maybe that's what a Torah say here, that there's a lav to teach us that you get malchus. It's just from the kal v'chaymer, if you have bosa kodeshim that's tamei, I would not get malchus.
It's only for Mekabel Chayma. And the other, the Klal Eim Atir Min Adin. And the Gemara, no. It's not only Mekabel Chayma, Hekishu. This is called the Hekish. The Pasuk will soon say is Makish, Meiser, to Gsar Kotchim. So when you have a Hekish, that's a real Limud, then you get Malkus from the Limud. It's not called the Kal Bukhaymer anymore, it's called the Hekish, that the Pasuk says two things are alike. When they're alike, you can learn out one from the other, even to get Malkus. Where's the Hekish? The Pasuk says, Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha. You can't eat these things outside Yerushalayim. Maise the Goncha, Tiroshcha B'Sherecha. That means Maise Sheni. You're only allowed to eat it inside Yerushalayim, not outside. Or Bekaris Bekorcha is going on Karbonis already. So Pasuk says clearly that Meister and Karbonis is Hukish Ladodi. So therefore, since I know that Meister you're not allowed to eat when it's Tomei, who I didn't I know Basta Kochim also you can eat when it became Tomei. So what does I have to say in extra love here? Ma Tamaloy Maloy Yochel. What does the Pasuk have to say here? V'ha Basta Rashiiga B'chol Tomei Loy Yochel. What does the Pasuk have to say extra here? That if the meat of Kochim became Tomei, you can't eat it. Pshita you can't eat it. And Pshita there'll be Malkus. Because there's a hekish to this to Meiser. We don't need it lagufe to know inyan lecholi surin shabatayra. I learned it out for other surin like chametz or pesach to say that it's osir. I don't need this pasuk to tell me that chametz and sharon iskul is osir b'achila because I have a pasuk by it itself to say chametz is osir b'achila. What do I need it for? To know inyan liyano. I have this extra pasuk here lo yeyochem of bosa. That's told me to teach us that chametz is osir b'ano and sharon iskul is osir b'ano. For the Gemara, Imakan b'sreifa. Here the pasuk says you should burn it. It says v'yabosa sheiga b'chotam lo yochel beish beish yisarif. So maybe af kol yisurin shabatera b'sreifa. Maybe sure in this kol also you have to burn a chumsa pesach or makro. And this the pasuk says no again hanoiser. There's a diak hanoiser b'sreifa v'yen kol yisurin shabatera b'sreifa. It's only noiser such a psul you have to burn. Another yisurin you won't have to burn. This is a good extra postic here. The postic that Bosa Kochim became Tomei, that's an extra lawyer Yochel to teach us Adi Surim, like Chamsa Pesach is also Banu. Omale Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina asked Ravashi Kashino. Vyema Lavar Allah Bishne Lavin. What are you telling me now? There's an extra postic here that the postic says that Bosa Shayiga Bechol Tomei lawyer Yochel. If Bosa Kodeshim became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's true. I would know you're not allowed to eat it for Meiser. So now there's an extra postik here. Why do you say it's extra clear in other places? Maybe it's telling me right here that you get two malchus in. Maybe the Torah is saying two times, two loves. Nafki meaning if you eat a piece of shlomim that became tum and you eat it, you get two times malchus in. But how do you know to say it's extra and learn out other halachis that chometz is also bano? Leave it by it itself to teach us there are two malchus in. I maybe tell me there's no such thing like that? No? Omale Ravina Ravashi. If me should be me lo yomer, understand? Yeah, me yom rabaya. Didn't rabaya say ochal poitisa loikabu? If you eat this type of a sheretz, a poitisa Rashi says that's a sheretz hamayim, a type of a sheretz that swims in the water, is loikabu. You should know you get full malkasin. Rashi chav is lav b'sheretz hamayim, but there is kanim. Devele the heavy safe of a yikrom. For chav the mishnah Torah, who shnei lavin suvim but there is kanim b'ishkotim sam. But the shaks of Nashosechim, the Cholasheretz, Hasheretz. So the kids, you see, there's four lavim on one thing. You eat this one sheretz hamayim, you get four lavim. So what do you see? The Torah could say one, two, three, four lavim, and after minyan you get four time alkasin. Who then he says, Ochal namol, if you eat an ant, is like a chomish, you get five malkasin. Rashi says, like a chomish, honey trade the stam shrotzim. There's two general lavs in any sheretz. V'chav b'cholasheretz, Hasheretz alamoyim, aloretz. Sheretz Oretz, Sheketsu, Loye Yochel, Vechad Lechola Sheretz Asheretz Aloretz, Loye Sochlum, Ki Sheketsain, Vechad Losetamot Ashasechem, Lechola Sheretz Aromesh Aloretz. You have another three lavim for Sheretz Oretz. So this ant you get five lavs for. Sira, if you eat a hornet, Loye Kishesh, you even get six malkasin. So you see, it's possible to say that.